You might wonder what is the best argument for realism. Actually, there are various arguments, but the one that has been associated with the defense of scientific realism has come to be called the no miracles argument. It's a rather famous argument, very controversial, with very many interpretations. It goes back to Hilary Putnam, a famous American philosopher, who, concluding some defense of realism, said, "Realism is the only philosophy of science that does not make the success of science a miracle." Now, that's a slogan, that's not an argument. The argument is that thinking of theories as being true best explains their empirical successes, especially the novel empirical success, the ability of scientific theories to yield predictions which have not been used in the construction of the theory, or which entail the existence of totally novel facts which have not been understood or perceived before the theory actually makes them available. So this link between success and truth has been the thrust behind the no miracles argument that Putnam put forward, but it was very popular in the 50s and the 60s among various philosophers, including Grover Maxwell and Jack Smart in Australia. It became very important in the 80s and the 90s thanks to the work of Richard Boyd, an American philosopher of science, who developed the so-called explanationist defense of realism, according to which realism as a philosophical position about science is the best explanation of the success of scientific theories. I got involved into this debate in the early 90s, and my own reconstruction of the argument is slightly different. I'm going to present that now as a way to motivate some discussion about this. I take it to be an argument for the reliability of scientific methodology, and especially an argument for the reliability of a famous but controversial method, inference to the best explanation. I take it to be a two-part or a two-stage argument. The first stage, the premises are the following. Scientific methodology is theory-laden, that is, all scientific methodology is full of theoretical assumptions and theoretical presuppositions. Premise two, these theory-laden methods lead to correct predictions and experimental success, that is, the scientific methodology is instrumentally reliable. How can we explain that, or how are we to explain this? And the conclusion of the first part is that the best explanation of the instrumental reliability of scientific methodology is this. The claim is somewhat convoluted that I'm gonna make now, but I'll explain why it should be convoluted. The statements of the theory which assert the specific causal connections or mechanisms in virtue of which methods yield successful predictions are approximately true. I repeat, the statements of the theory which assert the specific causal connections or mechanisms in virtue of which methods yield successful predictions are approximately true. It's important to be this convoluted in the conclusion, because I want to say that the best explanation is not the theory as a whole, but only those parts of the theory which actually are involved in the generation of the prediction, of the successful novel predictions and the explanations of them. So it's a more local version of the global no miracles argument. In any case, once we've established this kind of conclusion, we move to the second part of the argument. The premise here is this. These background scientific theories have themselves been typically arrived at by abductive reasoning, that is, by inference to the best explanation. And the second conclusion is, therefore, it is reasonable to believe that abductive reasoning is reliable. It tends to generate approximately true theories. A word about terminology. Abduction is a word coined by Charles Peirce, an American pragmatist philosopher, to refer to a specific method which goes from the effect to the cause, or from the effect to the explanation, the explanans, which, were it to be true, would make the explanandum a matter of course. There is some controversy about what exactly this method amounts to, but for many people, the inference to the best explanation is a species of abduction, and many people use the two expressions synonymously. Abduction is inference to the best explanation. More specifically, inference to the best explanation is a scientific method used in philosophy too, as well, which says that among the various explanations of a certain phenomenon, the best one, according to some criteria of goodness, or if you like, bestness, is the one that is more likely to be true. It's again a very controversial method, but it's the method behind the no miracles argument, and precisely the no miracles argument aims, in my own understanding of it, to ground the reliability and explain the reliability of IBE as a scientific method of developing and accepting scientific theories. So the aim of the no miracles argument, in my reading of it, is to defend the reliability of inference to the best explanation as a mode of reasoning. And it's important to keep in mind that instrumental reliability, as I use the expression, is different from reliability in general. Instrumental reliability is just a reliability in predicting useful facts. Reliability is the ability of a theory to lead to true beliefs and theoretical assumptions. So the way I reconstruct the no miracles argument, as I said, there are two conclusions. The first conclusion is that we should accept as approximately true the theories that are implicated in the best explanation of the instrumental reliability of first-order scientific methodology. And the second conclusion is that since these theories have been arrived at by inference to the best explanation, IEB is reliable, that is, truth conducive. Both conclusions are necessary for fulfilling the aim of the no miracles argument. So, if the first premise is true, given a factual premise, that is, that theories are arrived at by IEB, then we can conclude that IEB is generally reliable in producing scientific, true scientific